From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The White House early today announced that the president, in consultation with his national security team, has approved a new strategy for Iran. Speaking today from the diplomatic room at the White House, Mr. Trump announced he will decertify the Iranian nuclear deal, which is known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Mr. Trump said the deal was weak and ultimately not in the long-term interests of the United States.
We got weak inspections in exchange for no more than a purely short-term and temporary delay in Iran's path to nuclear weapons. What is the purpose of a deal that, at best, only delays Iran's nuclear capability for a short period of time? This, as President of the United States, is unacceptable.
The issue now moves to Congress, which will have to decide whether or not to reimpose sanctions. Britain, France, Germany, and the EU have all urged the U.S. not to decertify the agreement. Football icon George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are the early front runners in Liberia's presidential election, but officials on Thursday said only a third of the ballots have been counted so far. With 20 people running for the office, a runoff in November is likely. The death toll from devastating floods and landslides in north and central Vietnam has jumped to 54 in one of the deadliest weather disasters to hit the country in years. Rescuers were desperately searching for 39 people still missing after heavy rains pounded several provinces. Another major storm is heading toward the country later this week. From Washington, this is VOA News.